You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio station. And this is the point where we go up rather than down, because all the stories we've been talking about this morning have all been a bit on the worrying side. But today we've got two people in the studio, Kimber Thompson from Black Dot Gallery and Peter Clancy, who's an artist who's part of the new exhibition that's on at the Coonahan Gallery in Brunswick, called Future River, When the Past Flows. Hello, you two. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, it's a fantastic exhibition that's been put on. First up, Kimber, do you want to tell us a little bit about this collaboration Black Dot Gallery is having with the Coonahan Gallery and everybody and sundry?
Yeah, well, Black Dot is homeless at the moment in a roundabout way, but Mary Beck is redeveloping the site that we have been occupying for the last several years, and we will be coming back at the end of the year with a new gallery. So in between, I got approached by Photo 24 to create an exhibition. As we said, we didn't have a home, and at the same time, Cooningham was across the road, and I have exhibited with them in the past. And it was kind of a no-brainer, being both in Mary Beck, that we, you know, collaborate together and bring this show together. I always say, put your eggs in one basket and we can create something beautiful.
Before you go on, let listeners know about what Black Dot is actually about, what its core business is.
Oh, Black Dot Gallery is a Indigenous gallery in Brunswick, or First Nations, of world Indigenous cultures. We're First Peoples led, but we exhibit First Nations from around the world. We've been up and running since 2011. We used to be in East Brunswick, then we got a home in Brunswick, then we thought we were homeless again, but we're going along for the next journey, or the next phase of the site works that was existing out there.
Yeah, okay. And this particular exhibition, which is at Coonahan, is quite a fascinating exploration of the past, present and the future, I guess.
Oh, for sure. I think I'll tell you a little bit for me about putting this show together was that Photo 24 came to us with three overarching themes, and then their actual festival now is their theme, the overarching theme of that is the future is shaped by those who can see it. For me, looking, when they gave us those themes, there was an Indigenous box, I call the Indigenous box, and I hate being put in a box, you know, because when we look at those themes, we fit all of those past, present, future, and, you know, we're using future technologies and stuff, and then we're identified within the program Indigenous, and it's like, hello, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, I took that on, and I decided then that, you know, we'd look at the rivers and the creeks and look at water, I think, as our anchor and our, you know, our connection to country in that context. But, you know, we look at, you know, the rivers and the creeks that still flow, and with them the Indigenous narratives that of the past that will naturally become our future rivers. I got to work with some deadly artists, one of them sitting here beside me, but we've got Julie Goff from Tasmania, we've got Marie Clark here from Melbourne, we've got Jody Haynes, who's doing our public art section of that, and also we've got Peter Clancy, who's in the room with us today. And, you know, bringing these four artists together was just, you know, a beautiful journey for me in itself. We're getting to work with four deadly women. And myself, so I think some of my stronger shows are always the women, the powerhouses behind everything that we do.
But you already pointed out that your artists are dealing with lots of different methods and modern as well as traditional ways of expressing.
Oh, for sure. I think the exhibition itself lends itself to that, where we start off with Hear Mary, Mary Lies, which is Peter's show, which I'll let her talk about soon. And, you know, that starts us off on country in Brunswick itself, in Mary Beck. So that...
So tell us, Peter, what's that all about? Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, so I've been working at Coburg Lake, which is on the Merri Creek, and yep. It's a place where I've been going for like, I've been living in the area for about 25 years. But in my art practice, I'm really interested in exploring waterways and thinking about multiple ways of understanding the waterways. And so in Future River, I've created a space that's all photographs that are taken at the Coburg Lake. So the Coburg Lake is actually, it runs along Merri Merri, which is Rocky Rocky, which is the Woiwurrung word, language for the Merri, what we know as the Merri Creek.
Oh, right.
And okay. it's actually flooded. So there was a weir created out of the rocks from the Merri Creek. And it was created to create, it was created for a swimming pool so that people could actually swim because kids had been drowning in the Merri Creek. But I was thinking about when the area, so when the Merri Merri was flooded, all the stories that were kind of covered over, all the Indigenous stories and history that are covered over by the water. And so
what you're saying is that the intervention of the Western overlay has changed the nature of the waterways as well as obscuring the actual stories of the land.
Exactly. And but what I find really, really empowering and really fascinating about the way that you talk about the exhibition, Kimber, is that the waterways are still there. And so the power and the stories, the Indigenous power and the Indigenous stories are still there and they always will be, the water flows. So basically with my practice I work with photography and I work with it at one particular location. So I've worked on Djadjawarrung country exploring a massacre site that was a flooded waterway. I've also worked recently for an exhibition at Tarawarra and working at the confluence of Brungulgook and the Birrarung. And I'm really interested in also working with historical photographs. So
you do overlays, don't you?
Yeah. So what I do is I, think about the site and before I take any photographs, I speak to elders. So I sought permission from...
So you get context.
Yeah. So I sought permission from...
Oh, so interesting.
Go Auntie on. Gail and Auntie Julianne Wurundjeri elders to ask if I can work in that location and, ways of kind of talking about ways of talking about country.
Because it's a bit like doing an interview. If you spend a long time with someone, they'll incidentally tell you an incredible thing that you hadn't even thought to ask the question.
Working with their elders or working
in general.
On country, I think.
Yeah. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. So I did, quite a bit of thinking about how just looking around and looking at photographs about the area and then just spending a lot of time there. And so I take photographs with my film camera and then I print them quite large and then I take them back onto country to exactly the same location and I've got like a frame and that my husband Zane made. It's just one that you can kind of take apart. It's just made of conduit. And I set the frame up and stick the photographs onto the frame at exactly the same location that the original photographs were taken at. And then I cut into the photographs and then re-photograph them. So there's a couple of things where I'm going back and talking to country and showing country photographs taken from my perspective. And then when I create the photographs, the final photographs and print them, people have said to me they kind of look at them and they're looking at like landscape, country, they kind of recognise what they're looking at even if they don't know their exact location. But there's something that's not quite right about them because you know, part of it's in focus, part of it's not, and there's this, I'm kind of covering over a part of country or peeling a part of country away.
So are you getting the person who's looking to reevaluate and to reconsider what they think they know?
Exactly. Yeah, because there's multiple ways of understanding and perceiving country. And I'm really interested in photography and thinking about how, you know, the complex relationship that we have with photographs of country, historically in Australia. And
because there's this thing about, what is it, that the way photographs, you actually have it in the notes here, about photographs that Westerners take are all about possession.
Well, not everyone, photographs that I've looked at.
The older, it's not intentional. It's just a cultural overlay, really, isn't it?
It's about,
you're saying they're bad people, I'm just saying.
Extractive. So as an example, like we've got some that we've kindly borrowed from the Coburg Historical Society. We've got some postcards of the same location that I worked at. And so basically photographs were taken of, you know, the landscape in inverted commas, of the same site. And then the photographs were turned into postcards, which are objects to be held.
That's right,
And so that's kind of like, a really good example of the way, you know, Western perceptions of landscape is, you know, what can I get out of that? You know, how many sheep can I put there? You know, it's not an Indigenous perspective.
Yeah. You were saying that the waterways that you were looking at actually connect to Elizabeth Street.
Where their gallery is.
In kind of a roundabout way. So when Kimber and I was doing kind of lots of research and looking at images, historical images, but I found some images taken in the 1970s, press images. I can't remember who the photographer was. And it's of Elizabeth Street, which is the continuation of Sydney Road where the gallery is. And we were looking out the window and I said, oh, Kimber, you know, down the road is Elizabeth Street, and that's actually built on a river, on a waterway. And so there's lots of flooding.
That's why it's got the flow. Yeah. It actually does feel like it's part of a river.
Yeah. And so there's been lots of flooding there. Like in these photographs, there's people standing on the benches because there's flooding. And also the Birrarung flooded a lot, which is at the end of this waterway. And so then we talked about, like in the exhibition, there's a photograph that's printed onto a transparent film or translucent film. And that's how we came up with that idea, or Kimber came up with that idea, because we were talking about the water flowing, you know. It's all, if you think about the subterranean waterways, like it's all going to come back.
Mm. So what you're really doing is sketching for us an introduction into how the city has overlaid the natural world.
I think and getting us thinking about blockages.
Yeah, you know? That's really fascinating.
And if we're in that, you know, the environment at the moment, we've got floods, fires and that, and, you know, all of these natural waterways have been obstructed in some way, and now we've got, you know, things happening.
Yeah, because of it.
Because of it. Yeah. And, you know, it's an interesting, once we started kind of talking amongst ourselves, like I had individual conversations with all of the artists, and I don't even think the artists didn't even know each other's work until we actually got into the space, which was kind of beautiful once everyone was in the space, you know. And then we looked between the gallery and just seen this natural flow of storytelling.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Joins. Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. This exhibition runs till April, doesn't it?
Yes. So it's part of the we've opened a little bit early just because of the programming at Kooningan, but it's part of the International Photographic Festival, which starts from the 1st to the 24th of March, and then we've got that extension afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also a couple of other things because, Peter, you're only one of the artists. I mean, this is fascinating. You're what you're talking about. Imagine what the other four have got to contribute. So this particular exhibition also includes on International Women's Day some events, and then there's also some talks and readings later on the 16th of March.
Yeah, for sure. So International Women's Day, I thought that was a great opportunity since we've got such a great, strong women's show in particular. We're also partnering with Next Wave Festival, the young women's program there, who'll be curating the night. And one of the young artists, Mags, will be starting us off in the gallery and responding to the space and to each room.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then taking us on a journey to the outdoor area, which is Jody Haynes's public artwork that are all on display on big photo boards. And will take us across the road to the Mechanics Institute, where we will also be another artist, a performing artist, who will then respond to Jody's work on the opposite side of the corner.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And Jody's works will also have some video works in the windows, as well as the big public display. And we also will have a DJ, Sovereign Black Pussy. Yes. Who will be DJing. So, it's a collaboration with Brunswick Music Festival and Next Wave. I think, just working in community there, it was just made sense to me to bring on community to create these events and make everybody part of it, in the bigger picture. Brunswick Music Festival's been great. We've also got our Black Dot Artist Market coming up with the Brunswick Music Festival next Sunday, the 3rd.
That's right.
Yep. And then we've got Future River International Women's Day on the 8th. And then on the 16th, we'll have artist talks and readings within the gallery space with four of our artists, and Jakali Romanis as well. So we're inviting another artist who's exhibiting in the area as well, another young woman. Yeah.
It just sounds great. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about all this. It's just fabulous.